All right, get your pad and pencil out. Be ready to take notes for that holiday slice. Yeah. Give you something to get you through these depressing times. Not everybody's a bowl of lambs during holiday season. Oh, I like Thanksgiving well enough. That's a good one. Christmas, Give, buy, sell, forced happiness. Oh, God.
But only if you succumb to it.
It makes it worse, however, if you don't have anybody to be with, and that's why I've written the Habakkuk Handbook. This is chapter 957. Merry Christmas, my sweet little darling. All you need to do is just drive it to and from your place so it's convenient. Find an apartment complex that has a recreation room. Then go buy a hardware store and get some plumber's putty. Something that hardens real quick. And then you know that rec center that's generally in the middle of an apartment place? Just stand around near it. And then when one of the residents walks by, you say, "Hey, would you mind opening the door here? I was at a party here yesterday. I left my sunglasses in there." Another person will open the door with their key that comes with everybody that lives there. And you walk around in there. "Geez, I guess somebody must have taken them. I'll check at the lost and found at the office. Thanks." And as you're walking out, you take a fistful of that plumber's putty and you stick it in a lock. So it stays open and hardens real fast. Don't worry. Make sure you do it right around Christmas Eve. They'll never get anybody to fix it for a couple of days. Now, you've placed an ad in your local paper or local suburban paper. The little shoppy. The ad says, "Don't spend Christmas Day alone. Spend it with singles that are looking to meet and mingle. Come on, make this a Christmas of a new beginning. Party at the Blauman Apartments Recreation Center Christmas Day." So, Christmas Day, you're waiting there for people to pull up. Sure enough, when the guys show up, you don't even get out of your car. You watch them go in, they look around, there's nothing there, they leave. Woman gets out you don't like, she gets out, looks in, leaves. Sooner or later, that hot-looking unit will get out of her car and head for the recreation room. That's when you jump out. Fall in step behind her and say, "Hi, you here for the Christmas party?" "Yeah, me too. Name's Phil Sokolowski. Nice to meet you." Well, you open the door, you walk inside, you look around. There's no decorations, no tree, just an empty rec room. She's like, "Wow, we got the right place?" You say, "Yeah, got the article here. This is the right place. Maybe we're early. I don't know. Well, thank God I brought a bottle of booze and a covered dish because I didn't know what was going to be here. It didn't say in the article, so can I fix your drink? We'll wait for everybody to get here." You're like, "Oh, that'll be nice. What was it, Phil?" "Yeah, Phil. Phil Sokolowski. Let me go get this crock pot I got outside. We'll do a little fondue. It's simple. You know, you get a cheese fondue pot. You plug it in the wall. Got some croutons. You stick on skewers. You dip in the cheese. You don't have to be Houdini. So you dip in cheese. You drink in a cheap rot gut you bought. Paper cups. One thing leads to another. She's telling you her life story. "Well, you know, it's been 6 months since I broke up with Brad. And I've been kind of dreading the holiday time." "Yeah, same with me and Gloria. We broke up about 6 months ago. And, you know, one thing led to another. Anyway, it's nice to meet you as you clink paper cups. Merry Christmas. We don't need Brad and Gloria. Matter of fact, thank God for them. Let's toast them. They brought us together." Well, after a few more drinks and a couple more fondues, you walk out over to the pool table. "Do you play?" "Well, I play around." The next thing you
right there on the pool table.
Man, right on the nice felt. Oh, yeah. Man. That was something, huh? God. Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas, Phil.
Well, feeling you. Light camels and you unplug your fondue pot. And she's like, geez, I can't believe nobody's here. You say, I tell you what, everybody's probably running a little late. You know, family responsibilities are probably stopping off at the parents' house. I got some, like, Christmas decorations. Tell you what, let me run out to the car. I'll grab some tinsel. We'll gussy up the room a little bit so that when the other people get here, you know, it'll be a little more festive. She's like, great. I'll see what I can do about this spot on the pool table.
On the felt.
So she's scraping away with her emery board as you tippy-toe, trying not to trip on the cord of your fondue pot. Quietly placing it in the trunk, tippy-toeing around the steering wheel. Just then, like, the guy, the security guy there at the apartment complex will come walking in. See the plumber's buddy on the lock. He'll say to her, hey, what the hell's going on in here? Oh, I'm here for the Christmas party with Phil Sokolowski. He's like, Christmas party with who? Yeah, that guy, Phil.
Broadcasting from Los Angeles, you're punched into the Greaseman Comedy Network.
Got fondue spilling all over the trunk.
Well, I mean, at the very least, you could have told her how best to remove a California potato chip.
I guess you're all right, I gotta compose myself, but I'll be back. Stand by for more of the Ring Dang Dude.